Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Drag Queen Story Hour. This is a fun, interactive children's show where basically drag performers read children's books in public libraries to children that are aged between 3 to 11, with the goal being to show the world that being different is not a bad thing and to provide imaginative role models for children to look up to. Now, Matt Cavan is one of these drag artists, and as Cherry on Top was reading to a group of children in Belfast recently, and he has since been targeted with death threats. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Lottie. How are you?
I'm excellent this morning, Matt. How are you keeping?
I am keeping very well. It's very sunny in Belfast, so I'm sitting in my conservatory having a coffee, which is just lovely.
Oh, beautiful. I love that image. Now, Matt, let's get into it. Tell us about the story hour that you read at. What is it?
So I, for the past 6 years, have been working on different storytime events with children. So I am a drag queen. I'm also an actor, a singer, a performer, an entertainer, and I have been for many, many years. And these events are just reading books to kids. Now, the event that I partook in was part of Belfast Pride events. So the books that I was reading were tailored specifically to that event, meaning I was talking about different family makeups that we, you know, we sometimes have two mums or two dads. Hmm. Then I did a book about a boy whose shadow was pink, who his whole family's shadows were blue. And he just, you know, he was a boy, but he liked to put on a dress sometimes. And that's okay. So these books that I was reading were all about difference, and being different is wonderful. And the 6 years I've been doing this, and this is the first year that I've received any flack for it, and the flack that I have received for it has been intense and fairly heavy. But there's something worldwide happening, because there is, as you said, Drag Queen Story Hour is an event that's happening on a tour throughout the UK with an amazing drag queen called ADHD. And it just seems to be that people are not loving drag queens doing this at the moment, and I'm not particularly certain why. I can't get my head around it.
But when we speak about who attends these events, I know you've described there the type of books that you're reading with the diverse families, and I love that idea of the pink shadow and everybody else in the family shadow is blue. I think that's beautiful. So there are, whether people want to admit it or not, there are children who see themselves in those stories attending these kinds of events. So can you tell me who comes along to the events? Is it just the kids? Are their parents with them? What's the setup?
Of course. So the events that I run are ticketed events. So the children and their grown-ups attend. The tickets have to be purchased or signed up for. And the events that I hold are normally in a private space, because I as a drag queen understand that drag is not for everybody. And parents do need to make decisions for their children, and they have absolutely the right to do that. So I don't ever want to just land at an event that is a free and open event and just start reading to children in drag, because I do understand that some parents will not appreciate that. But the events that I run, and I do know that the events in the UK that are being run, are private ticketed events. The parents make a very informed decision to come along to these events with their children, and they stay in the room with their children. So it is a completely safe space, but people believe that these events are aimed at grooming children by, I have been called a paedophile and once a kiddie fiddler for the past 5 weeks, because I have, I got hired as an actor / drag queen to perform I didn't even do it in a library, actually. The space that I did it in was in a theatre space, which is like my home, that's supposed to be where I am at. People come along, they bring their children, but it is a ticketed event.
And so it's a ticketed event. They know what they're coming to. And so for somebody who maybe hasn't been to something like this or mightn't have seen you in drag, could you describe what does Cherry on Top look like?
Cherry on Top is a glamorous queen. I will always dress according to the event that I am doing. I have done adult events for years. I used to work in a cabaret club in Belfast, and I hosted for 18 plus events. But I know as a human, I know how to tailor myself to my audience. So the event that I did at the part of the Pride Festival, I got this amazing rainbow dress designed and made in America. That was from my clavicles, from my collarbone, right down to the floor, and had capped sleeves. So all you could see skin-wise of me was my bare arms, and from my neck upwards, you could see nothing else of my body. You couldn't even see the fact that I was wearing tights and pads and lots of different pieces of underwear underneath. You couldn't see any of that.
Okay.
You could just see the fact that I was wearing this gorgeous, glamorous, rainbow, sparkly dress, beautiful blue hair updo, periwinkle blue, which I think is one of the campus names for colour. It's just sparkle and colour. That's the way I want children to be able to experience these events. You know, they come and they just see colour, because I had a child there that was 8 months old, and you know, they're not going to engage in the story, but they're going to engage in colour. And the fact that this big, crazy, colourful monster in front of them is making big arm movements and, you know, acting out these stories and giving the stories voices. Because some parents, when they're reading books, love to read to their kids, but find it very uncomfortable to adapt the persona for these different characters. I'm a trained actor. I know how to do that. That's in my vernacular. So I create these stories in front of these kids just as a big, colourful queen.
So I can assume the kids are mesmerised and they're thoroughly enjoying what's happening.
Yes, they really are.
So do they get the chance to ask you questions afterwards? Do they interact with you?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very interactive space. And I think whenever I tell stories, I want these events to be as interactive. I'm a dyslexic person, and as a child, I found engagement a little bit more difficult than other kids, especially whenever it came to books. So whenever I went to story times, and these story readers that I saw when I was a child were, you know, performing these stories, it just made reading much more exciting for someone who found reading so terrifying. So I want to give that gift to kids who find reading difficult. I want to give the gift to kids to know that being different is perfect. And I want to give the gift to kids that they can come and celebrate difference and enjoy being different. But also, if they're not different, in quotation marks, that they understand that that is also okay, but it is not okay to take the mickey out of people who are different, or, you know, bully. It's trying to encompassate everything.
But also to, if they don't feel that they are different, to understand that they might have a friend who is different, and
exactly,
it might help them see their friend differently. So overall, for me, like, I think as a child, I would have loved something like this. I'd love to bring my son to something like this. I think it sounds fantastic. So why are people protesting at this?
The protest that was organised in Belfast was organised by a person who used to be a Belfast City Council member, and also was part of a political party called the Traditional Unionist Voice, who are quite a conservative party. And the group that they call themselves was Parents Against Grooming, because they believe that drag queens are adult sexualized performers, and that we should not be in front of children because we are sexualized, and we are sexualizing children,
let's just hang on a second. Let's be black and white about this. There is some drag acts that are not suitable for kids, but we've discussed this. That's an over 18s thing, and you know, you've described your costume, you've described your hair and your makeup, and how it was curtailed for a children's event. Yes?
Yeah. Yes, 100%. But these people that have been protesting won't engage in that type of conversation, and don't care the fact that I was completely covered from head to toe. But the fact that I am a man in a dress is instantly a bad thing, makes me a seedy, makes me a creep, makes me all of these awful things that they think about these events. And it's, you know, especially for my events, and I can only speak on behalf of my events, I am not that person, and I, you know.
Oh, Matt, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't even have to say that. You shouldn't have to justify it. I think it speaks far more about the people who are making those comments than it ever will say about you. And I don't know if you're comfortable discussing the sort of abuse you received, but are you comfortable sharing any of it?
Oh, I'm very, very comfortable too, because I think it's the only way that we can make a difference in this world is by airing some of that stuff. So for the past 5 weeks, since the event was publicised, I've been called, as I think I've already said, a paedophile, a nonce, a kiddie fiddler. I've been told to kill myself countless number of times.
Oh,
I have
God.
Had death threats made upon me. I received a private message from a paedophile hunter group telling me that they have my address. They said that my street name in the message. I've had political people not very happy with me. But then, on the flip side of that, I've had also like a humongous amount of support. But the abuse has been really, really tough. I am a survivor of child sexual abuse and also teenage sexual abuse. So being called a paedophile, I can deal with a lot of stuff, and I have dealt with a lot of stuff in my life. But being called a paedophile is one of the worst things that I've ever been called. And the fact that it has been so public and it has been posted now, I don't know how many times on social media, that cherry on top or Matthew Cavan is a paedophile is possibly one of the most damaging things that I've experienced in my life. And I also live with HIV. I'm a drag queen that lives with HIV. And a lot of people have really tried to undermine my events because I am living with HIV. And they think that that makes it unsafe. When I am undetectable, which means I cannot pass this virus on to anybody. And even if I wasn't undetectable, I am not doing anything at my events that would put these children at any way of danger of contracting the virus that I have. And they have just tried, you know, they've gone through my social media accounts. They've trailed up stuff from 2016, where I did a photo shoot where I was in my white, just a pair of white pants lying on a bridge, which was about overcoming stigma of HIV, and they for the Vogue website, and they have trailed that up and started using that image to try and say this person is not okay to be in front of children. They found that I liked an adult video on Twitter during 2020, and they have posted this saying, this is the sort of stuff that this drag queen is liking on the internet. I am an adult, and I have, you know, I may be a children's entertainer, but I am also a human, and I am also an adult entertainer. But the fact that I have liked an adult content video in my lifetime does not equate to the fact that I cannot read to children or that it is unsafe for me to read to children. It has been a really, really rough ride. And the most recent thing was a video has been made about me. It's about a minute and a half where I did a news interview last week. And the person who organized the protest has turned this most sinister video. It's the most sinister thing I've ever seen, where she's lowered my voice and she uses like just certain moments of the interview, like over and over and over again, like, I want to read to your kids, read to your kids, read, and then just layering awful images over me. Basically just calling me a paedophile. And that has been a real rough ride.
Matt, I am so sorry that that's what the past couple of weeks have been for you. How are you coping? How have you got support system around you? Are the police going to investigate this? Because it's abuse.
Yes. So I have an amazing family. I come from a Christian family, but they're the type of Christians that I like to side myself with. They're the Christians that show utter and 100% love. My mum came to Pride this year and stood with an organization called Christians at Pride, just to show that, you know, that you can be gay and also be within the Christian community. And also then my friends as well are brilliant. The acting community up here have been wonderful, but also because I've gone viral now 7 times over the past week. The good thing from this is I started last week with 1,000 followers on Twitter, and I now have 13,500 followers on Twitter in less than 7 days.
Well, go
so,
you.
The spread has, I've had people message me from Australia, America, China. It has reached worldwide, and the support has been incredible. So that has given me the cuddles that I need whenever I'm feeling really lonely and in mega despair. Sunday night was particularly difficult because Sunday was when the video was posted, and actually that's probably the most hurtful thing that's happened. And we have an amazing... In the north of Ireland, we have an amazing phone line, helpline called Lifeline, that you can phone kind of any time that you're feeling particularly in a difficult space. And I was in a very difficult space on Sunday night because of this. But Lifeline have amazing counsellors in place that can just talk you through stuff. And they did. And I got up on Monday morning, and it is now we're going through a legal process about the person who created this video. The police have been wonderful. I had an amazing meeting on Monday morning with two senior police officers from Police Service in Northern Ireland who are just appalled, and I have their full support. They have upped patrol in the area of my house. I'm going to put a CCTV camera at the front of my house just to be on the safe side, more because mum and dad, I think, are slightly worried. My solicitor is incredible. He's a human rights lawyer, and he just cannot believe that this is happening and wants to make sure it never happens again.
Well, in this day and age, I don't understand how grown adults cannot open their minds and be educated in the same way that the young people of today are willing to be educated. And, you know, for something, for an event that should have brought nothing but happiness and joy, how somebody could have squeezed the disgusting negativity that they have managed to find out of it is really beyond me, to be honest.
I suppose, Lottie, there has been a number of news articles that have come out about different story times throughout the world. The drag queens have held, and the drag queens that have held them may have not been brilliant people. And there was a drag queen in England who made a statement on stage at a drag queen story time event that children need to open their minds, their hearts and their legs. And, you know, so there are bad apples within my community that have used these events to try and do stuff. And whatever it is they've tried to do is hideous. But there are bad apples in every industry. And, you know, just because there has been someone in America who read to kids in drag that child pornography was found in their computer does not mean that every single drag queen that is doing that has that mentality and is doing that. What I am trying to do, there is one in five children are not read to and don't have access to reading materials. Well, I am just trying to bridge a gap. There are parents that don't like reading to their kids because they can't read themselves or whatever it is. And these events are improving literature skills, but they're also just making kids aware that difference is class. And I talk about how different I am. I grew up as a different type of person. I grew up as a boy who loved musicals and hated sports, like absolutely hated it, and went to drama school and dance classes at the weekend when my peers were all out tackling people and getting kicked and coming into school with black eyes and cauliflower ear. I was coming in after having, you know, nearly danced the whole of Chorus Line. That, you know, I was a different kid, and I didn't have the people to look up to make me realise the difference was great. So I had a difficult childhood coming to terms with who I was, and I just want to try and alleviate that as much as I possibly can from the generation coming under me.
Well, I think you're doing an amazing job, and I hope you know how supported you are and how many people are behind you, and that although that group who are being incredibly negative and disgusting with their videos and their comments, they are small. They might think that they're loud, Matt, but they're a small group, and the group that's behind you that think you're fabulous is far bigger, and we will get much louder. So tell us about the events that you have coming up before I let you go.
So I am actually, I have nothing organised, so I'm taking these 2 weeks just to try and deal with the stuff that I've got going on, but
okay.
I am going to start, I'm going to apply to the Arts Council of Northern Ireland for funding. I want to try and get an All Ireland. I believe in Ireland, so I'm Irish, and even though I live in the north of Ireland, I would consider myself Irish. So I want to take this around Ireland. I want to take it to the little dark holes of Ireland that don't get things like this. That, you know, there are young, because there are young people growing up all over our island that will feel different, that won't get access to, you know, the drag queens in Dublin or the drag queens in Cork or the drag queens in Derry. And I want to be able to take this event that I do to those areas of Ireland, and I think it will be amazing. So if people find me on social media, it's not difficult anymore. I am pretty much everywhere. I will be updating as much as possible. But I'm an actor, and I'm about to start a new musical in the National Theatre of Belfast of Northern Ireland called the Lyric Theatre, which is very exciting, and that will be running until November.
Well, Matt, we're behind you, and I'll be watching closely as things develop for you, and I wish you all the best, and I have no doubt there's a very bright future ahead for somebody who wants to do so much in this theatrical world. Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Lottie, and I can't wait to read The Wolf someday.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. I really appreciate that. That was Matt Cavan, a drag artist known as Cherry on Top, who reads children's books as part of a drag show, Drag Queen Story Hour event, it's called. And he's received death threats and abuse online for doing so. And I just think he sounds like a wonderful man. We'll be back after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.